The Morning Brew is brought to you by West Rock Coffee.
Good morning!
Morning!
It's time for your Morning Brew.
Things are gonna get weird.
You're gonna eat lightning, and you're gonna crack thunder!
Okay, this guy needs coffee and coolers, stat!
You know what can really help you sort through these important issues?
What?
Orange mocha frappuccino!
Damn, Jimmy. This is some serious gourmet s***.
Let's get it on.
Ball hit well to right field. Really well. Way back. A winner. DJ has done it. Two-run walk-off bomb. How do you love September now?
How do you love it? Well, another pulsating win for the Rockies last night. But, you know, there's something about this team that There was a sense of inevitability for me that they were going to ultimately win this game. Once they were able to survive John Gray's really coming up short in a big moment start, and the way that the bullpen really settled the game down, and once they got Corbin out, and Corbin was tough, but the Arizona bullpen is just as bad as the Rockies bullpen was when it was at its worst. Arizona's worse now. So my feeling was once they got into the bullpen and they got into the later innings, they'd find a way. And as soon as Gerardo Parra got on to lead off the ninth, there was just a sense of inevitability for me. Was there for you?
Well, I was nervous about – I was just nervous. You know me.
Well, that's you.
I mean, I just – yes.
Come on, man.
No,
buck up.
I didn't have that same faith. I didn't have the same faith that you had. I was nervous about them getting in there. They had had – a couple of situations where they had guys on with multiple outs and couldn't get a hit, couldn't push it through, couldn't play to run. So yeah, I don't have the same. I don't know. I was just nervous. I'm glad they won, Mike, but you know me.
I know. Horton, here's a who.
Mm-hmm.
DJ LeMahieu. The thing about why, if the Rockies can get into the playoffs, which they will, I think they're going to be a tough out, is they've got some guys that I think are going to really thrive in the playoff-type environment. And I think DJ LeMahieu is one of those guys. DJ is one of those guys whose contributions to a team oftentimes don't just scream at you, but the guys know, players know. This guy does so many different things. And I just think, you know, how often do you see in playoffs, especially, the unheralded guys who become, you know, the talk of October,
right,
because of the things they do. And DJ just strikes me in what will probably be his last year here as somebody that could really have a big postseason.
I will tell you something else real quick. You talk to guys within that organization, DJ's a dog.
Yeah.
Like he's one of their main dogs. Even though he's quiet and he's not out front with it, behind the scenes, that dude is a dog. He's a real grinder. And when they do lose him, because I believe you're right, they will, they're really going to miss his leadership and just his dogginess.
Bow wow. Next on the Morning Brew.
Paulie's a very, very, very good coordinator. He's a guy that does a great job of pressuring quarterbacks. He's been in top 10 the last 4 years in Cincy, so I'm expecting a hell of a challenge from his defense.
Talk about Paul Gunther, the defensive coordinator of the Raiders. I give Vance Joseph credit. Here's how he's grown from year one to year two. He has mastered the art of blowing the opponent's abilities out of proportion. I mean, if you listened to him talk about the Raiders yesterday,
right,
you would have thought the Patriots were coming to town.
Raiders!
I mean, we'll get to his comments about the offense later. I got done listening to VJ. I was quaking in my boots.
Well, Paul snap. Gunther is a good. What was that?
Ooh snap!
So Paul Gunther is a really good coordinator. Paul Gunther doesn't have the talent that he had in Cincinnati with multiple first rounders playing cornerback, multiple like Geno Atkins and Dunlop and those guys. I mean, he didn't have the same. There's not the same level of player. So again, like you and I say, yeah, you got to coach guys up, and it's important to have great coaching and putting guys in the right position and blah 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 blah. But you got to have some guys. You got to have some rusher. You got to have some players.
Got to have some dogs.
You do have to have dogs. They ought to sign DJ LeMahieu.
There you go.
Bow chicka bow wow.
Next on the Morning Brew.
Bill is as smart as they come, man. He's brilliant, and I really appreciate his knowledge of the game and how he explains and installs and just teaches us the game. He does a great job of teaching us the game. So, and he sees it through a quarterback's eyes, which I really like, having a coordinator that's played quarterback and knows what we're going through.
Boy, Bill Musgrave is all the rage right now, not only from maybe how much Derek Carr misses him from their time in Oakland to you heard what Case Keenum just had to say about Bill Musgrave. When you were a teammate of Billy Moose, did you see this? Did you see a future coach, you know, a future offensive coordinator in the making?
Well, probably not, because Billy and I were too busy prank calling people on the team. And you know, one of the things we used to love to do.
Wait a minute, prank call. You got to tell me a little bit here. Give me a story.
So Billy and I used to get on the phone. When we get into, like, on a preseason game, when we get into the, you know, into the hotel, and we get down in the lobby and get on a phone, and then we would call a rookie's room, and then we would pretend to be a reporter from that rookie's hometown paper. You know, like the, I don't know.
You know, Poughkeepsie Times or something.
Yeah, right, whatever. And we'd say, hey, can you come down to the lobby? We'd really like to interview for the hometown paper. And the rookies are just can't wait for somebody to talk to them. You know, they're just like, I'm playing in my first pro game. And so they come trotting down to the lobby looking for the reporter from the Poughkeepsie Times. And they're just, like, looking around, and you're just, they're hanging out there for 15 minutes trying to find this guy that wants to talk.
And you two are just laughing.
Giggling like girls.
It's probably better than walking around with a thermometer in your butt. Okay, next on the Morning Brew.
I really like Keenum. I told our people a long time ago when I first came here, I think the free agent acquisition in pro football this year is going to be Case Keenum. I bet you ask all those players, they have a ton of respect for him. He's given them consistent quality play at a position that they haven't had since Manning left.
Wow, the best free agent acquisition of the entire offseason? Well, considering it's the quarterback position, if the Broncos end up making it to the playoffs, I think Gruden will be proven right.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, obviously. I'm telling you what, you know, I know people were a little concerned after the fact that, the three picks happened. But this guy's going to play well, and he's got a ton of talent around him. And I think one of the bigger things, and maybe we should get into this a little bit, is how – Bill Musgrave protected Case Keenum and protected, well, not Case Keenum as much as protected this offensive line. And you know what? You have those kind of performances from a coaching staff and things we didn't see last year. You know, we did not help our guys. Our guys were young. I understand that. But we certainly did not help our guys. And Bill Musgrave is going to help. He's going to help those guys up front tremendously.
Well, somebody brings up, okay, it's a fair point. It's from KT on the Ramoslaw.com text line. Hey, let's not pop the champagne corks yet about Musgrave. Remember last year at this time, we were raving about Mike McCoy. And you're right, the offense the first 2 weeks for the Broncos last year, completely, you know, tremendously balanced. They were running the football.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the distinction, though. They took that success, McCoy took that success, and suddenly changed it. And they went out the next week in Buffalo and started winging the ball all over the field. What I hear from you is that if they have that same kind of similar early season success, Musgrave's much less likely to mess with it.
Yes. And like, Billy, he understands. Like, he understands that balance. He understands if you're going to be successful as a quarterback, you got to be protected. And to be protected, you can't, you just can't go, okay, now let's open it up. Now let's throw it. Like, they threw it 39 times, only gave up one sack, and Keenum came out and said, well, that sack was my fault. You know, I held the ball, whatever. But the bottom line is, you can throw it 39 times. If you're running the ball, if you're changing formations, if you're changing personnel groupings, if you're showing them one thing and doing another thing and making people defend the run even when you're throwing the ball, then yes, you can drop back 39 times. You can't just drop back 39 times with no running game. See Russell Wilson. You'll get crushed.
Joe Klatt, our buddy, who we get a chance to visit with each and every week. We always want to make sure that you great 6 a.m. listeners get to hear the best of Klatt. And he'll tell you why he's not surprised his CU homeboy, Philip Lindsay, has burst on the scene in the NFL. We'll hear from Klatt next.